Jordanians have had enough of Israel's aggressive behavior. This is the Israeli flag burning in the center of Jordan's legislature. The message couldn't have been any clearer. Sever diplomatic ties with Israel and expel its ambassador.
It's the first time that we see a parliamentarian burning a flag, and we saw a Jordanian parliamentarian burning the Israeli flag, which is unprecedented.
This was during an evening emergency session of parliament to discuss Israel's attacks against the Gaza Strip on Sunday that was attended by Prime Minister Nader Dehbi and other members of the cabinet, who also denounced Israel's attacks. 81 out of 110 members of Jordan's lower house signed a statement demanding the kingdom to cut ties with Israel once and for all and put an end to the so-called Wadi Araba agreement.
We are telling people in Jordan, because we are basically telling the ambassador of Israel to leave Jordan once and for all. Enough is enough. The bloodshed have you done in Gaza. The people have been killed all over.
Parliamentarians are also asking the government to end the Jordanian-Israeli peace agreement that was signed in Wadi Araba in 1994.
This emergency session, which has demanded the immediate expulsion of the Israeli ambassador in Amman and cutting all diplomatic ties with Israel, is a clear reflection of the level of anger reached amongst Jordanians against Israel for attacking the besieged people of the Gaza Strip. Thousands continue to march on the streets in unprecedented instant protests. Demonstrators in the Palestinian Baqa refugee camp chanted slogans in support of the Palestinian resistance movement of Hamas. In Amman, many people came forth to donate blood to the Palestinians at booths set up by the Ministry of Health, while thousands gathered in front of the Egyptian embassy building singing patriotic songs for Palestinian freedom and also calling on the Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to open the borders immediately. They also demanded ending all Arab so-called peace agreements with Israel.
As you see, like 2,000 of people, they're demonstrating and they're just, I mean, they're asking for to open the border in Gaza and Rafah border, and like to ask the Egyptian government now to open it, because so many, we want to help the Gaza people and the only choice is Rafah border.
We tried to demonstrate in front of the Israeli embassy because we're asking for its closure, but the government would not give us permission.
Many believe that now the ball is in the government's court. Will it act on the parliament's wishes, which have been in line with those of the masses, or will it continue to have ties with its neighbor that is launching an unprecedented offensive against the 1.5 million besieged Palestinians of the Gaza Strip? Tariq Al-Farra, Press TV.